This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As Jesus interacted with people, it's interesting to note he often used questions. As I thought about this, I was reminded of when at the age of 12, he stayed behind in Jerusalem after his family traveled there to celebrate a feast. When his parents realized he wasn't with them as they traveled home, they returned to Jerusalem. Finally, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers, Luke 2:41-47. When they reprimanded him, saying, "Son, why have you treated us like this? We have been anxiously searching for you," he responded with questions. "Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" He was interested in what others thought and taught, probing for deeper insights into their convictions. His questions revealed how perceptive he was and how clearly he understood what they were discussing. When he questioned his parents, he was letting them into his understanding of who he was and his mission. His questions caused people to think deeper. But to ask relevant questions, he first had to listen to what others were saying. Good questions aren't formulated in a vacuum. They grow out of understanding where people are at. Good questions not only expose deficiencies in understanding, they open the door to better understanding. Learn from the master communicator. Listen carefully, and then ask relevant questions. And you'd be surprised at how you will more effectively be able to communicate what's on your heart for the benefit of others.